Alright, hello. It's me, and today I'm going to be talking about stuff. I'm here with my sister, but my sister isn't quite going to be included in this podcast just yet. Now, what I'm here to talk about is myself in the object world.
I'm scared.
Oh. Myself in the object world is a little bit different from myself in the human world. Because you see, in the human world, we have human-like details. Let me describe what this looks like for you. I think you might as well be able to see it on my profile picture on Anchor. But yeah, I have a white circle ball thing for a head, and then I have some bangs on the top, on the front, sorry, and then at the back it's long-ish hair, not too long. It actually kind of curls up a little bit, but at least my ears are still visible. And that's basically what I look like. The rest of it's just, you know, a stick man drawing with some pretty dark glowing. Some pretty dark coloring on it, which says, well, the coloring doesn't say anything, but it's got gray coloring, like dark gray, and then a darker gray. For the shorts, the dark gray is the shirt, darker gray shorts. Hope that made sense. And on the shirt there is red text saying, "You do not know who you're dealing with." Of course, if it happens to be a special occasion, I'll be wearing a green shirt. It says, "Kiss me, I'm an Alcott." Or a blue jumper, which says the same thing. And they both have four-leaf clover on them. I speak like simple man. Anyway. What I might tell you is that the inside of my body in the object world is robotic. My object self, object realm self has a hard drive for a head and brain, sorry, hard drive for a brain. Got a normal human flesh, but a skull. But the skull's made up of metal and some of the teeth. And, well, pretty much all the entirety of the skeleton is made up of metal. But the interesting thing is, Rao, would you stop sniffling? But yeah, the interesting thing is blood still runs through the artificial veins that are in my object self's body, which is how I'm able to stay warm. And the heart kind of works like a piston, except it works with liquids. Adara, you seriously need to stop. In fact, can you please carry into another room? What about this is funny? Anyway, pretty much everything that I that I once had as my first incarnation has been replaced with that of my second incarnation. And my first incarnation's body, broken as it may be, it's still out there, surprisingly roaming. All of my brain has been implanted into the hard drive, and it's read and write. Thank you very much. And what it is basically, you know the thing. What it is basically, you know how brains, you might not know this, but the human brain can actually store around 3 petabytes of data. And that's 3,000 terabytes. And 1,000 times 1,000, I'm not actually sure what that is. I think it's trillion? 10 times 1,000 is 10,000. 100,000. Million. No, it's 1,000,000. I was way off. By about 999,000,000. 998,000,000. Sorry, 999,000,000. I keep on getting my math wrong. I don't know why. But yeah, anyway. As you can tell, that's a lot of storage. It's kind of hard to imagine, but it's a lot of storage. And basically, the hard drive for my brain in Object Me is around that size, so yeah, that's pretty much my brain. And it, like a normal brain, controls the rest of the body, including the heart. Liver? Didn't even know my object self had a liver. Bladder works the same way. And there are a few other things that I'm not going to mention because this is family friendly. But yeah, despite all this, he still functions like a normal human. He's just robotic and has a staff that can be concealed to a wristband. That wristband is space patterned, quite a bit like my Solaria, which is the name of the staff. And the Solaria has got a handle full of 6 different colors, and each of them represents the 6 different continents. I'd add a 7th one if I knew any other continents, but I'm pretty sure there's 6. Unless you count Russia as a continent, because it technically is. Well, not really a continent, more a union, but still. It's the USSR, thank you very much. And yeah, that's pretty much, yeah. So Object Me is just basically me, but robotic. And that's pretty much it. You want to know how I became robotic? Well, it all started in the storage fight between me and my OC. The storage fight was inside of my OC, because my OC was also electronic. And his name is GameBro Ultra. A few people might recognize GameBro Ultra from the thing, from the BFDI Amino. Yes, we're bringing Amino into this. might recognize from the platform that I just mentioned, which I'm sadly no longer on. And basically a fight happened and I died. Then I came back to life in some science lab and started to go all insane psycho and stuff. Yeah. I've calmed down a lot since then. I just don't appreciate when people try to push me to that point of emotion. But yeah, that's pretty much how it happened. I survived as long as I can, but eventually I died. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Now, next episode, it's going to be me and somebody else talking about something. I'll come up with this something. And this is actually not a test thing. I got an idea to do a podcast and I did a podcast. It's only 11 minutes, well, 12 minutes, really. But it's a podcast. And this is pretty much it. I will see you next time I make a podcast. This is episode 1. Seth Talks About Stuff, episode 2, coming soon.